Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
All right, 2 hours down, 1 hour to go. Evan Giddings and Dan Devone. We got callers lined up. People want to get into the Warriors. I got to put a jacket back on, though, Dan. It was getting pretty chilly in here.
Let's do it. Like so, Ben Stiller in that. What was that movie? Do it. Do it. Do it.
Zoolander?
No.
What Ben Stiller movie are you talking about?
He's also Owen Wilson. Do it.
Are you talking about Rob Schneider? You can do it?
Not Rob Schneider. Anyways.
Well, Ben Stiller, just like yourself, is a massive New York Knicks fan.
Yeah, he is.
Probably pretty happy about the cup. Oh, I did see a video that made me chuckle. So, you know how when the Knicks have won
They won it?
When they win anything, they rush the streets of New York and they jump on telephone poles and people are, you know, throwing pizza and stuff like that. So they did a live look at Madison Square Garden after the Knicks hoisted the Emirates Cup. It was just crickets.
Yeah. I thought you were going to talk about Josh Hart's thumb.
What about his thumb?
Do we not know about this?
Dude, this is a Warriors show.
Live in New York. One of the most strange things that you've ever seen. So they're hoisting the trophy, right? And they're celebrating. And Brunson's holding the trophy. All the players are around. And, of course, Josh Hart is standing right behind Jalen Brunson and inserts his thumb up his rectum.
Excuse me?
Of that of Jalen Brunson. I was like, what are you doing?
Oh, is that what that... There was a Bleacher Report cartoon that kind of came out a day after, and it was having some fun with Josh Hart, I guess, touching Brunson's bum. That's what it was about?
Brunson turns around and is like, bro!
I just saw the video. Can't confirm.
You can confirm.
Are you serious? Dude, what are you guys doing out there, man?
Yeah, you're going to bring me into that.
No. Those are your boys in New York, man. Okay. You better get them straight.
That's Villanova. That's a Villanova thing. I don't celebrate
Evan,
like
I think
that.
You need to go on another rant against them kids, them young people.
Why?
I don't know. you've been on one recently. I think you should.
I don't know.
You've been get off my lawn type today.
Yeah, I have. I think Brunson's
so
about my age,
about
though.
The remake of Starsky and Hutch.
Starsky and Hutch. Oh, yeah, Ben Stiller. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Snoop Dogg.
Do it. All right, let's get to some
You're
calls.
You're so weird. Let's go to Chris. Hey, Chris, who's in Sonoma? Do it. What's up, man?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Awesome. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. listen, all the curb bashing, I got something to throw in. Let's look at the championship run from 14, 15 through 19. Common thread, a big player who could be the offensive fulcrum in most cases, a rim protector and a lob threat. Bogut, Zaza, David West to some degree, who is terrific, JaVale McGee. The criticism of Kerr is unwarranted. It's roster construction currently. We don't have that. We need that. That's all I wanted to say.
I appreciate it, Chris. Yeah, I lean in that direction too, but I also admit that, again, I do think this team is underachieving right now. I don't think that they're a two-game below 500 team, so who does that fall at the feet of? To me, it's the coach has got to be involved in that. And I also think, we didn't really talk about this, but I think Austin brought it up, and a couple of callers have too, that the email that a fan sent to Joe Lacob earlier this week, he responded in 2 minutes, and there was a lot involved in the quick response by one Joe, but part of it was, I think, hinting a little bit at his displeasure with his head coach.
Yeah, I couldn't go there. That would, for me, there's nothing to see here. That was just a guy being Joe Lacob, actually being nice. Like, I'm actually going to reply to you. I don't think Joe Lacob is not sending subliminal messages from some coconut who's randomly writing him on an email chain or is sending a. It's not a fan sending an email that Joe Lacob is like, well, let me get my message out to Steve Kerr through him.
No, it's not about Steve Kerr, but I do think that Lacob knew that email was. Anytime you respond to a fan, you have to assume that word is going to get out that's what you're doing.
Part of him didn't. I think there's a part of him that thought that he was just a one-on-one exchange. It's like, I'll be nice enough and answer this guy.
Yeah, but you're the owner of the team. Also, I think technically it was like a Silicon Valley email address. It was from one of his ventures. Anyways, I think that Lacob knew that was eventually going to get out. And I'm not saying that that was his way of like taking a shot at Kerr, but I think it was his way of sending a message to the fan base that he is pissed and that he wants things to change.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. I don't think there's anything really incriminating about it.
You don't think there's a coincidence that the day after Kerr announces that Kuminga has been really good in practice and he deserves to get some minutes? I do think that there's something going on there. Over the next month, I think they're going to trade this guy, but I do think there is something to, all right, Steve, if we're going to get anything back, a.k.a. to help you coach this team better by getting you a better player, you have to play him at the very least to show somebody something so that his value isn't completely tanked by the time we get to the time we got to move him.
That's so against what Steve Kerr stands for as a coach. I get it.
I agree.
Right.
But it's like, but help me help you. I know you don't think he deserves to play, and that's fine. But if you don't play him, you're not going to get any reinforcements. And maybe that's why Kerr was also saying earlier this week, which I disagree with, that last year he felt like they had to make a trade, and this year he thinks they have essentially the answers on the roster.
Yeah, that's...
I disagree completely.
That's cuckoo talk.
And maybe it's just coach speak because he doesn't want to bury his guys, but it's... Like, how could you watch this team for 28 games and believe that... I'm not saying that they can't play better, but that there's a potential Western Conference Finals group there, which, by the way, I thought was possible at the beginning of the season, and I was completely wrong about.
Well, guess who was part of that beginning of the season?
Horford?
Jonathan Kuminga.
No, I mean before the season. I didn't expect Kuminga to start and help them at the beginning of the year. I was basing it more on how they finished last season and how they played in the playoffs up until Curry got hurt. You know?
No, I hear what you're saying. I still think that going into this season, to me, this isn't, I guess, maybe a mild surprise that they're under 500, but not really. I mean, come on. We knew it was an aging team, and there were so many question marks about the younger players, and I think the poster child for all of this is Al Horford. Like, if you want me to be surprised or flabbergasted that Al Horford's a disappointment? What? He's dealing with sciatica, an old man's issue? Oh, I didn't see that coming. Come on. I was never in on Al Horford. You're gonna roll the dice with a 40-year-old? I mean, and he's in the pumpkin patch. He's done. Come on.
Well, that's the issue, is the game is only getting faster and the Warriors are only getting older.
Yeah, well, that's their undoing.
That's the problem. And that's something that I guess I can't put at the feet of Steve Kerr, because that was the GM's job. You know, Dunleavy felt like this team was good enough to essentially double down on, and so far it looks like they're wrong. All right, let's go to...
I'm going to help out Podziemski really quick, and you know I want to do that? Get rid of those black shoes. It's part of the reason why it looks so clunky.
What?
He's got those black high-top shoes.
So?
He looks so slow.
He looks slow. Because he is
Tyler Kolek.
Because he is slow.
If you want a left hand.
I was actually thinking about this driving in, because I knew at some point you were going to bring up Tyler Kolek. Yeah, okay, he could play. Sure. Cool. By the way, that cup final game, that was his first ever game scoring double digits. Yeah. And then he followed it up with 16 points the other night.
It's Deuce McBride's role. He doesn't play.
He might play now.
That's right.
He might play now. All right, let's go to Dan. Not Devone. Dan, who's in Alameda, wants to talk about Steph and the Warriors. What's up, Dan? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Awesome, man. What do you got?
So a couple weeks ago, Dan Devone had a guest on. It wasn't you, Evan. In the last 5 minutes of the episode, his guest, I think, made a really valid point, which is just Curry's just a cash cow, and he fills the seats. He plays hero ball. And until they get off of Curry, this team is not going to be able to really develop any kind of team that's going to be able to compete at a high level. Because the reality is, it's always about the money, whether it's sports, you know, business, anything of that nature. I think Curry, Draymond, and Clay, they're just all in it for, I mean, they're not in it for the money, but they're all making a lot of money. That's why Kerr coaches differently. Like, you have young players on the bench and they make a few mistakes and they get yanked, but yet Draymond and Curry over the years make lots of turnovers and they never get yanked. It's interesting because on talk radio, and I love your show and I like the show during the week, everybody's looking, in my opinion, for like a micro fix. Let's get this player. Let's get that player. I just pulled up, for the heck of it, the roster from 2016, right? When they were younger, and they had eight big men over 6'7". Their roster was Barbosa, 6'3", Barnes, 6'7", Bogut, 7 feet, Ian Clark, 6'3", Curry, 6'2", Festus, 6'11", Draymond, 6'6", Iguodala, 6'6", Livingston, 6'7", Looney, 6'9", McAdoo, 6'9", Spate, 6'10", Klay Thompson, 6'5", and Varejao, 6'11". So, you know, we're talking about in the micro, let's get one big man. I mean, we're so overweighted with small guards. And I know talk radio, it's all about let's just do this one thing or let's do this one thing. But the entire league is so much bigger, so much faster. And you can't really blame Lakem. But as long as Curry's there and he can sell out that arena night in and night out, and a lot of people just don't know, because they haven't played ball, it's like you just can't match up. And then the other situation that happens is that when Curry's in there, they really, most of the time, they get away from playing team ball and they just give it to Curry and he's a black hole and he plays hero ball. But the teams of yesteryear, 15, 16, 17, they're whipping it around the outside of the key and they had 2, 3, 4 knockdown shooters. And now who are their knockdown shooters? They don't really have any. So that's all I wanted to say. I just wondering what your take was on that and just how different the roster is now. I just don't think there's one or two, three players that they can get that's actually going to do anything, as long as they have wasting money on Draymond Green, who obviously doesn't want any part of Dylan Brooks because Dylan Brooks might kick his tail. I mean, I don't like Draymond. I think as an organization, the Warriors should have fined him and really – shipped him out after he punched Jordan Poole. But it is what it is. So I appreciate the show, and I just wonder your thoughts on those subjects.
Thanks, Dan. Well, I think the Warriors it might sound weird, but they've always played these three guard lineups that everybody hates. The difference is those guards were Klay Thompson, Sean Livingston. You mentioned Barbosa is a little smaller, but they were guards who are the size of wings. Like, they're bigger players. Now, when they play guards, they're playing guys who are 6'5 and below. So they stand out as being small. But Kerr has always leaned towards, I don't know if you want to call it small ball. I think it's more versatile ball. He always, I mean, even if you look at the last championship they won in 22, the starting five of game six was Steph, Klay, Wiggins, Porter, and Green. Nobody there is above 6'9". But they don't have all these small guys that the Warriors are trotting out right now. So I think he's always leaned toward players that are smaller as opposed to like a true big. They just don't have, I think, at their best, a bunch of that involved outside of, you got to go back to like Bogut.
Yeah, they're exceptionally small now, but I would agree with you. He's always wanted those interchangeable parts. He wants 3-and-D guys. He wants wings that can get up and down the floor, that can handle, that can do multiple things. That's who Steve Kerr is. That's how he designs, and those are the sort of, that's the offense and the system is supposed to fit around these guys. To the caller's point, to everybody's point, you guys are all spot on. This year's it's gotten a little ridiculous. It's not a three-guard lineup. It's eight guards, all 6'4 and under, that see time. I'm not saying there's eight guards on the roster. There's eight guards that play. And they all get serious run. And that, to me, should tell you everything you need to know.
Well, that's because they don't have any bigs. Like, they got one this summer, and he has sciatica.
You know, come on, they got one this summer. I mean, Al Horford.
Well, but I'm saying
I know you're right. I'm just saying.
No, like they did go get a big man. They just got the oldest one available. You know, it's like they drafted one in the draft last year. It took a second rounder in post. But they just don't have positional size. We've talked about this a lot, but you know, as much as D'Anthony Melton seemed like a good fit last year, he's still 6'3". And he's coming off a knee injury.
D'Anthony Melton's probably one of the few bright spots, albeit, you know, he's limited with his 20 minutes, but you could see that when this guy, when they let him go and they expand him out to whatever, 28, 30 minutes a game, that you can see that he fits. Oh, that's something to be encouraged about, I think, with D'Anthony Melton fitting in with the Warriors.
Yeah, and he's not shooting it very well to start his first five games with Golden State this season, but the other thing.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Two is, like, they have too many guys, I think, play up a position. You know, Will Richards 6'3", but he kind of plays more like a wing. You know, Buddy Hield is a shooting guard.
Oh, God.
But he kind of plays a small forward for this team.
What the hell happened to him? Where is he?
Well, he's on the team.
Are you sure about that?
Giovanni's still on the team. Yeah, he's had his role reduced a little bit.
Well, rightfully so.
I'm nice.
He's going through a bit of a slump right now, Dan.
Perhaps.
It's been a season-long slump. No, sorry. The first game of the season, he scored 21 points. He hasn't scored 20-plus since. He's getting shots up, though.
He's part of your turnover problem.
Not really.
Well, from what I see.
Well, he makes silly decisions, but I feel like Chivano just gets a bad rap because it's always a time where you kind of need him to make a play or he has an open shot or something like that, and he just always lets you down. I mean, he's turning the ball over once a game in 18 and a half minutes. It's not terrible. But you're right. At the end of games, you see Buddy Hield out there, and you just start quivering.
But this is sort of what he does. He gets traded. I want to say with 8 teams.
Let's see if I can do this out of the top of my head. New Orleans, Sacramento, Philly, Indy, the Warriors. Is that five?
I can look it up. But it's always
he's been on five teams.
Okay, well, it feels like eight.
Well, he's been on five teams in 10 years. It's not. He's also been traded twice in the last three seasons.
But, you know.
But he's always available.
Yeah.
Buddy Hield has never played less than 71 games. Can you believe that? Why? Because not because he's available, but because he's being used in 71 games. You know, Buddy Hield is the only.
Let's not do Buddy Hield. Let's not do.
You know how many guys on the Warriors right now have averaged 20 points in a season, Dan?
How many?
Steph. Jimmy. And Buddy.
This season, there is. I mean, it's hard to play them.
No wonder they're 22nd in offense. Their third leading scorer as far as career goes is a guy who's shooting 32%.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
That was about pods, which apparently if you give him new shoes, he'll be fine.
He just looks weird. I'm not talking about it. You know, facial dimensions.
I'm talking about the hair?
The shoes.
He's got a little sideshow bob to him.
He had a good game. You know what's so funny is a lot of this.
He did play well.
Decision making is really just going to be predicated on where the team's at in terms of their one loss record at the trade deadline and how players are playing at that particular time.
Well, that's another
problem.
Because
I think he's a guy that, with the emergence of Pat Spencer, I've said this before, that he could be expendable.
I think everyone's expendable when you're below 500 and you're a team that thinks they can compete for a title. Everybody to me right now on the Warriors, and this is where we were last year too. It feels like deja vu, or Groundhog Day. Every time we get to the trade deadline the last 3 years, you and I have a conversation about who's expendable, who can go, and we always, I feel like, say everyone but Steph. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of where they're at right now.
Well, Butler.
I think Butler could be traded. I mean, I'm not saying he will be, but If you're below 500, this is the other thing too. If you have Jimmy, you're trying to win. And if this team ain't winning, then why does Butler, why is he a factor?
Well, that's sort of my issue with getting Herb's score.
Herb's score. Herb Jones?
Herb Jones.
Oh.
And,
you know, he looks old, so he'd fit in.
He's 27.
Yeah, I know, but he's got that old soul kind of deal.
But that's the big that I think, yeah, listen, how serious and how scary are you in the West, right, if your starting centers are Quentin Post and Al Horford? Nothing against Quentin Post, who's been a fine player, but really, Al Horford and Quentin Post are starting centers. Look out. Here come the Warriors.
Well, they bring Horford off the bench. He plays 20 minutes a game.
Didn't play at all.
When available.
That's my point. Like these are your starting centers. I think Herb Jones is somebody that they might need more so than that of Trey Murphy. But if I'm New Orleans.
You know what?
To your point, though.
Fine.
But why, if I'm New Orleans, why am I, the guy that I need to trade is the 800-pound elephant, both literally and figuratively.
Well, go get him, Dunleavy.
No, I'm talking about Zion Williamson's
yeah,
the guy.
Yeah, I know.
Like, that's the guy, New Orleans. Like, why am I trading Trey Murphy and Jones? I can build around Fears and Derek Queen. I've got some pieces. Why am I moving these guys? It doesn't make sense for New Orleans, does it? Unless I can get somebody to nibble on Zion. Why would I move Trey Murphy to the Warriors?
Well, he's been doing a lot of nibbling lately. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. I see you, Mark, at San Francisco. We're going to get to your call on the other side. Also, hang on, Mitch. I'm going to get to you, Mitch.
Hang on, Mitch.
I promise. Devone's waiting for you. When we come back, we got one segment left on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
Has he done that for us yet? He did that the day I work the solo show, so I'm sure he'll hop on and do that for you on the Christmas Eve show you got going on. But Pasta's been working on his rejoins, man.
Pasta, we're just going to get... I mean, there is no rules come Christmas Eve.
I could not find the rejoin page, so yeah, that was what we had to do.
What's going on back there? The production room's been... I don't know, it got renovated like the rest of this place. They finally took the drills and the buzz saws out. You see that table? I told you.
Oh, yeah, that table.
They're building
really
a new table.
Man, the guy's been working on it for 2 days.
Come on, man.
Better look
good. I love how Evan just threw out, yeah, I think they're probably working on a table, and that's what it ended up being, just a table.
I mean, I'm just saying. I was right all along, even though they had rolled out the cardboard carpet. It's kind of strange, to be honest. All right. One segment left here. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors This Week.
Yeah.
Don't worry, 510. We're going to get to him in just a little bit. As for the 813.
What was the 510 asking for?
We'll get to it, I promise, because we got someone online.
Is he hanging there, Mitch?
He's hanging in there.
Hanging there, Mitch.
We will get to them.
Hanging there, Mitch.
Hanging there, Mitch. 813. Do you revisit Zion? I think you revisit everything at this point. But the problem, Dan, is while you still have Steph Curry on the roster, it feels like there isn't really a move that you can make to go backwards. You know, and I think that's the rock and the hard place the Warriors are stuck between is it's almost a blessing and a curse because Steph is still really, really good that everything you're doing right now, you have to have him in the back of your mind, but you have to have him in the back of your mind as not a player you build around, but a player that you want to help.
Yeah, you know, I would agree.
So... All right, let's go to... what?
That's tremendous insight on my part. Right?
Thought you had something there, Dan. We're going to go to Mark in San Francisco. Mark, what's going on?
Sports
How you doing?
Talk radio, I got nothing.
I'm doing good, gentlemen. You know, the biggest thing I see is lack of firepower at the end of games, not having that other score that you could depend on. Most of the guys they got, some of them are streaky, but we really are lacking a score. Because that's why we're losing these games. I mean, yeah, we could use a big guy, but I don't think that's the problem right now. We're losing these close games because it's either Curry or nobody else. Butler's good, but you still need another guy. That's what I see.
Do you have an idea, Mark, of who you'd like to be the Warriors' third option?
Well, I mean, somebody like Trey Murphy or Corey Kispert. Those guys could score. They could go without the ball. They got to fit in the offense because that's the kind of motion offense that Kerr has. So... they're going to have to be able to go without the ball and shoot.
I got you, Mark. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I mean, look, Trey Murphy would be a nice third option. Is there something, though, was it you that brought up last week that Trey Murphy is this year's Cam Johnson?
No.
Oh, that might have been someone from the week. But
who's this year's Cam Thomas? You can't even move that guy anymore.
Well, I think he's on a qualifying offer.
Really?
But you're just talking about a guy who can score?
No, it's sort of like, well, both Cams have struggled this year. Cam Johnson and Cam Thomas, I guess is what I was trying to say.
I mean, honestly, I think based on the way restricted free agency played out, Giddey was always going to come to an agreement to me with Chicago because there's a mutual want. But the rest of the guys, like has Quentin Grimes made himself a bunch of money? Has Cam Thomas made himself a bunch of money? I honestly think Kuminga, though he's not getting what he wants because he's not playing, but he's making over $20 million this year. He can make over $20 million next year, and he's probably going to get traded to a place that actually wants him. So as much as this year has been frustrating for him, the last four-plus years have been frustrating for him, I think he made the smart move this summer by signing that deal.
Any chance he's with this team after the trade deadline? I think there's a chance.
There's always a chance, but what do you think that would mean?
That would mean that they're going to reassess, free up money over the offseason, including his, and then move everybody. The thing is, though, why that... I mean, it makes sense on some levels, but why it also doesn't make sense is because what's happening right now, this is not sustainable. This is too weird. Like, what are we doing?
What they're doing right now?
Yeah.
You're right. They're not very good.
No, but I mean him. Like, not playing a couple of minutes, and then going out of the... Like, this is just... Like, what have we been reduced to?
Well, the biggest problem is
And I don't think this can go. I guess my point is this can't go on throughout the entire season.
He's shown that if you give him enough minutes, and what's it always 30 minutes, he can put up numbers. You know, Kuminga has shown that when he's given rope, he has the capacity to play well. But when he doesn't, he really just struggles. If he does not play more than 25 or 30 minutes, he's not an effective player. And that's kind of the problem. It's like, you know, if you have a starting rotation, and there's a guy who's the sixth best starter on your team, you'd like to put him in the bullpen. You'd like to make him a middle relief guy. But he can't come out of the bullpen. He just can't find the zone when he comes into games. He's not effective. He's not a strike. Like Jonathan Kuminga's a starting player who's not good enough to start. It's really weird. And I don't know if it's a mental thing, but
I would blow into his ear and say, hey, just pretend this is Minnesota again, and there's no Steph Curry. We need you to score. Go. Just go. My issue, somebody called early and said, oh, you're contradicting yourself. Now you're saying don't fit into the system and just go out and score the basketball. My thing has always been score the basketball. His issue, at least Steve Kerr's issues, I think, are not necessarily in the offensive end. It's defensively. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing. And still hasn't learned rotation, still hasn't learned help defense. You know how many? You know what the good barometer is? Whether a guy's bought in defensively, and the reason why Steve Kerr likes Spencer and likes Pajemski and likes guys that are just going to do the right thing and make basketball plays and get on the floor. You know how many charges Jonathan Kuminga has in 5 years? 3.
Wow.
And that should tell you everything you need to know about this guy from a defensive standpoint. He still doesn't know what the hell he's doing, and that's everything. It's not offense. Offense, I still think, if I was his coach or if I was a friend, I'd say, bro, go. You think you could take everybody? Well, do it. What's the worst that's going to happen?
He doesn't do it. He doesn't do it.
Because he's thinking about getting other guys involved. I would say stop that. Don't do that anymore.
Yeah, and then he's going to take a bunch of bad shots, and some of them will go in.
I'd rather have that version of him than me trying to get other players involved, because that's not who he is.
No.
If he was good defensively and learned, if he was Will Richard, or if he had the aptitude and the skill set of some of the other players, at DeAnthony Melton, or you would take your lumps with what it is that he does offensively.
Yeah, but if he's going to become the player he wants to be, eventually you're going to have to make plays for others. Like even wings around the league, like if you're a player who can be a three or a two, just even looking at a guy like Aaron Gordon, who Kerr's compared his career arc to, Aaron Gordon can make plays for others. He's not one-dimensional, which Kuminga has been for the large portion of his career. All right, let's go to Dave. Dave is in San Jose, has a trade idea for the Dubs.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
It is trade season, Dave. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks a lot. Can you hear me?
I got you, Dave, loud and clear.
Okay, so what I'm about to say is probably blasphemy to a lot of Warriors fans, but the one player on the Warriors who would reap the biggest
reward in terms of resources is
Curry himself. What if it was Curry who requested a trade to another team so he could get another ring? And the Warriors could start their rebuild. What if it was Curry himself who requested a trade?
Well, I think, Dave, that would be the only scenario in which he would be traded.
But that would be a win-win. He could get go to a team and compete for a ring, which he can't do right now.
But it's not going to happen.
And the Warriors would reap the biggest benefit.
It's just not going to happen. I hear you, and I love you, and Merry Christmas and all those things. It's just not happening.
Thanks for the call, Dave. Yeah, I think that's just something, I don't know. Everyone brings it up at least once every year, and I understand you can, but this ain't 2K. You know, this ain't just, you don't just trade all-time players. And I don't think that Steph, I think one of the reasons why he is who he is because I don't think he wants to leave.
No, of course not. Well, that's what I mean. It's not happening. It'll happen if Steph demands it. Steph is not demanding it. Steph lives in San Francisco, the Bay Area, and this is where he's thrown down roots. and he golfs here. He's got his home course. This is home, man. And he ain't going anywhere. And it's his call.
I don't think also the Warriors... Also, the Warriors don't have anything to promise beyond him as far as... I think it was someone who brought up earlier the whole box office, the entertainment aspect of things. Bill Walsh is famous for the whole... You move off a guy a year before the year.
Yeah.
Easier said than done. It's easy to move off of Montana, or easier to move off of Montana when you have Steve Young waiting in the wings. It's easier to trade, or sorry, not trade, but move off of Jerry Rice when you have a Terrell Owens on the roster. The Warriors don't have a Young or Owens on the roster. I think the Warriors would be, and this is also a Draymond thing too, I think they'd be willing to think about moving on from Draymond or some of these older players if one of these young guys had shown promise at any point up until now.
Yeah, I'm just curious whether Draymond gets the same white glove treatment like that of Steph.
I don't think he should.
Neither do I.
Steph Curry's the only guy that I think is... He's the only guy who right now gets to undoubtedly retire as a Warrior. Will Draymond retire as a Warrior? Perhaps. But I'm sorry, if it's not afforded to Klay Thompson, that's just business. And you said it earlier, I agree. I think Draymond understands that maybe more than anybody. And in fact, he was the one who said earlier this year, and I'm paraphrasing, that your agenda is going to impact the team looking at you and how valuable you are. Mm-hmm. And when you're not valuable to your team's going to move off from you. And Draymond this season has not been so valuable to the Warriors, to me, that come trade season, he's untouchable. I know there's been reports out there about, they don't want to include him except for anything involving Giannis. But, like, why?
I think that's changed. I wouldn't be surprised if at least his name has been mentioned by Dunleavy. You have to check sentimentality at the door when it comes to professional sports. You can't, aside from Steph, you cannot say, oh, can't do this to Klay, can't do this to Draymond. No, if it makes your team better, see ya. Still love you. Bring you back for whatever ceremony. Put your jersey up in the rafters. But
yeah, and that's what's going to happen. They traded Iguodala.
I told you what happened when I was a young sportscaster and Bill Bavasi came out once and held a press conference. And he said, I just want to let everyone know, Edgar Martinez will not be traded. John Olerud will not be traded. Dan Wilson will not be traded. Jay Buhner will not be traded. And this is when these guys were already long in the tooth and no longer productive players. I was like, are you out of your mind? And he was essentially saying they mean too much to the community here in Seattle, where baseball was relatively, young, and these were the first sort of identifiable pieces. And what happened as a result? They all got old and bad together, and it's taken them 25 years to be good once again. Sentimentality has no place when it comes to professional sports. You lose a half step, got to go. Love you, but you got to go.
Well, there are few players to me that deserve sentimentality. You can't extend it to multiple guys, otherwise you get bogged down. They're like anchors. You cannot attach yourself to multiple pieces in hopes of, again, competing or turning a new leaf if you're married to the old guard. And right now, the old guard, Steph, is still playing really, really well. Draymond Green is not. Jimmy Butler, to me, has no allegiance to the Warriors, and the Warriors have no allegiance to him. He was a hired gun last year that helped you get to the second round. I don't know if there's another NBA mercenary that's out there that can do that this season.
There is not.
But when Butler and his contract is up, Butler's gone too.
Is it time for hanging there, Mitch?
Yes, it is. And in fact, this is what the 510 is asking for in the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Guys, great show as always. Thank you. But can we do a deep dive on Mitch and his cat? Was it given to him as, is it a tabby? Wouldn't it be great if you name the cat Draymond? You can't tell me to pray and not tell me I don't want to know. Have a great weekend. Well, you ask and you shall receive. Let's go to Mitch in New Jersey. Mitch, they want to know if the cat's a tabby. What's up, man?
How we doing? Merry Christmas, Dan, Evan, everybody.
Mitch, back at you.
I got one cat. His name is Woo Woo. Walter, actually. But we call him Woo Woo because he's always... This cat chirps. He doesn't meow. Wakes me up twice a night, every night. Runs up and down the bed. Wakes us up. He exercises during the night. Sleeps during the day. He's got the life.
What do you call him? Woo Woo?
I'm hoping... We call him Woo Woo.
Woo Woo.
We call him... Yeah. I guess my daughter really probably gave him the name. Woo Woo. Because, like, you know, he's always saying, like, whoa, slow down, whoa. He's always trying to scratch you. You could be petting him. Eventually, he's going to want to scratch you or try to bite you. That's his M.O. I'm hoping... I would trade Draymond Green for John Collins. I'll be up for that. You got somebody big. We got too many guards. This is not small ball. You know, you got to have a balanced system, I think. We definitely got to hold on to our first-round picks. I don't want to see them trip picks. And Curry's not going anywhere. You want him to retire. You know, no one wins every year. I don't think LeBron's going to win this year.
Hey, Mitch.
And, you know, this is probably his way.
If Draymond continues to turn the ball over like he did the other night, I'd trade him for Woo Woo. I just wanted to say Woo Woo.
Okay. He's a Hall of Famer. I give him that. I never really like his antics, but he's a heck of a player. I give him that. And how can you say you want to be sentimental? You let Klay Thompson go, and you've been better off spending a few extra $1 million. You'd be getting more production for him. And with Kaminga, give him a shot. Give him like 5-10 games straight. See what he can do. But one guy, if they'd be crying to trade him, go for him. I think the Kings, I'd love to have Malik Monk.
He's not even getting time with the Kings.
He can score.
Well, they have too many guards, too. I'd love to see more of the Anthony Melton, get more minutes for him. And Monday games would be great. If we lose to Grandpa, which I am, going to be again on Friday, be busy week this week, or the next 3 years, 10, 20 years. If you can follow me, I'm sorry. We can't lose the Colts. That would be big trouble.
Hey, Mitch, what are you doing Christmas Eve? What do you guys typically do? What do you do?
We're packing up bags. Oh, we have a dinner.
Can you call in?
Dan Devone's got a slot for you, Mitch.
All right, just text me the number. I'll put it on the chat. I'll call. You got a show? That's great.
Yeah, no, call here at the station. Anyway, you and Woo Woo.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, super. I'd love to talk to you.
What, you think I'm giving you my number?
My no, Mitch. Not your personal number. Come on.
Yeah, come on,
girls.
So you promise New Year's or Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve. All right.
All right, man.
I'll definitely check in.
That's a tease.
All right, better be a 49er win.
Me, nice Mitch, and Woo Woo for 3.5 hours.
Take it easy, Mitch.
Dare anybody not to listen to that.
That's a tease. What is wrong with you?
Hang in there, Mitch. We got to get in some intro music.
It'd probably be with the, you know, like the Godfather theme song.
We got to work some Beau Bichette in there somewhere. Where's Pasta?
What's up with Beau Bichette? No, Pasta's back there. He's just fiddling around.
Wow.
I think we got one more call that we can get to. I could be wrong here. But we got a couple minutes left. And I want to make sure that...
You want to end it.
Well, I want to get this guy in. His name is that guy. That guy in the city. He wants to talk about the Warriors.
Wait, that guy? From back in the day? Bring this dude in.
As opposed to these guys?
I think that guy is my guy.
What's up, that guy?
Gentlemen, Dan Devone is on the microphone.
You gotta be kidding me.
Merry Christmas, fellas.
Where the hell have you been?
Happy holidays.
Dan, I've been listening to you on the weekends, but I'm so disgusted with the Warriors. You know, I'm a 20-year season ticket holder. Those guys are killing me, man.
No doubt.
Remember I called in? Remember I told you, Dan, now calm down. We're going to be okay. The smarts, the head is going to outlast the legs of the Celtics that in the series. Remember that?
I sure do.
Yeah.
Hey,
I just got you. You know, I'll call in again on Wednesday. What time are you on, Dan?
I'm on from 2 to 6.
He's on all day.
Hell yeah. Hey, Pasta, really quick, give me some freestyle music. Give me a beat.
For that guy?
Yeah, give me something.
That guy's going to freestyle.
Like, here.
Give him, what do you got, Pasta? Give him something. Give him something good.
Pasta's searching right now, that guy. Hang on for a sec. Pasta's moving and grooving.
Okay.
He's looking for his page. He's looking for his beat. Pasta. Oh.
You good with that? That guy, you want something else?
No, that's good. I'll give it to you.
Let's go.
Slow. Okay, ready?
Let's go.
1-2-1-2. Turn me up in the headphones. Where's my snare? Okay, it's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you without a holiday jingle to step to. I think of how many weak sports talk shows you slept through. Time's up. I'm sorry I kept you, but now it's Christmas time and I got the spirit. Shanahan's chilling. The Niners are balling out. And that's what the holidays in the Bay is all about. The time is now. The place is here. And the whole yay area is filled with cheer. My name is DRE with the mic in my hand. And I'm chilling and cooling just like a snowman. So open your eyes and lend me a ear. Evan and Dan and 95.7 The Game want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Hey!
Dan, take it easy, brother.
Boom.
Well done. Well done, that guy. Oh, my God. I feel like that's a mic drop for the end of the show.
Just get out.
That's your boy.
We can only screw it up.
Oh,
we say.
That was Warriors This Week with that guy. Oh, Dan Devone, Evan Giddings, and Steven Risotto. Are we back next week? I think we got a hiatus coming up.
We got the next 2 weeks off, I think.
Oh.
All right. So we'll be at La Roca's until 3 a.m. next Saturday.
Wait, so we're not back for 3 weeks?
I know for sure we don't have a show this upcoming week, and I believe we don't have a show the next week after. So we got 2 straight weeks off, I think.
No, we have a show after, because when's New Year's?
It's typically on the 1st of January.
No, but I mean, so the 27th would be...
The 27th?
Would be next Saturday.
Yeah, and then we're back on January 3rd?
Oh, no, we're not. You're right, we're not.
Yeah, so we'll be... Actually, yeah, we'll be off...
Until the
27th and the 3rd, and then we'll be back on the 10th.
Okay. Wow. Love it. Well,
you guys going to be okay without me?
I'm going to see you on Wednesday.
That's right.
I'm going to be kind of emotional, Dan. I miss you already.
You know?
Yeah, you're also going to be doing Warriors Live and Warriors Wrap-Up coming up later at 5:30.
We'll be wrapping presents for the next couple hours, boss.
All right. Good stuff, guys. I guess we'll talk to you in a couple weeks. In the meantime, thanks to everyone who called in, especially that guy. That was a great mic drop at the end of the show. Happy holidays, everyone, and Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you in 2026.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories, that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.